Welcome back to another week's edition of Go Gaddis Real Estate Radio, where we talk all things real estate in Atlanta, throughout Georgia, and even on a national level in some cases. You're listening to us on AM 920, The Answer. In this first segment of the show, we have our Metro Atlanta residential real estate update for the last 7 days. In our Something You Should Know About Atlanta segment, we're featuring Atlanta Motor Speedway. I've only been there once as an adult, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And we're going to discuss why overpricing your home can cost you significantly more than the amount you may overprice it. My name is Cleve Gaddis. It's short for Cleveland. My family's been in real estate in Metro Atlanta since 1987. We live, eat, breathe, and sleep real estate, and we want to help home buyers and home sellers and investors make the best decisions possible whenever buying, selling, or investing in real estate. We want you as a listener of the show to go from feeling insecure or maybe having anxiety or feeling nervous about the home buying or the home selling process to being able to move forward with the process of selling or buying with total confidence and with that feeling of power that comes by knowing you're going to make the right decisions on life's biggest investments. And don't forget, we want to connect with you, and it is easy. Every week, some of my favorite correspondence I have with anybody is the correspondence I have with people who listen to the radio show. We receive requests for people to from people to feature certain neighborhoods or to talk about certain housing types or with some good suggestions about what they are doing to make their home more livable or more sellable, and we love those. And it's easy to connect with us. Go to gogaddisradio.com. That's gogaddisradio.com. You can ask questions that we answer on air or off air. You can make comments. You can push back or challenge things we say. You can share your ideas. You can request we do additional research on your neighborhood to help you know as a homeowner in the neighborhood whether or not you have a particular advantage, and you can subscribe to our podcast. Let's jump right into our Metro Atlanta real estate update for the last 7 days. The last 7 days, there were 2,167 new listings that hit the market. In the 7 days prior to that, there were 1,946. So we had another 220 listings come on the market. We are getting to that busy spring selling season. We had 1,103 homes go under contract that prior week. We had 1,284. These numbers include some of what are spring break numbers, and it makes sense that we would have less pendings during and around spring break. There were 1,531 closings in the week before. There were 1,542, so about the same. And for the week, there were 1,623 homes that were currently listed in the first multiple listing service that had a price decrease. And that was up almost 200 over the 1,459 homes that had a price decrease in the 7 days prior. So what does all of this mean? We are still at a point where the market is a seller's market. It's not as much of a screaming seller's market or totally one-sided seller's market as it was in late 2021 and 2022. Interest rates have reduced buyer demand, and that has made the market a little bit more balanced. But as a home seller, you have a great opportunity to put your home on the market and to sell your home for top dollar and to get its every bit of its market value and maybe just a little bit more. As a home buyer, you have lots and lots of opportunities. Now, I'm not saying that buying a home is the right thing for everybody to do, because in some cases it's not. But if you've wanted to buy a home and you believe it's the right thing for you to do, it could be that now is an opportunity, because each week we have more opportunities on the market for you to purchase this week than we had the prior week. And it will not be that way forever. As we get into May or June, you will see the number of opportunities coming into the market starting to decline as the market starts to ramp down for the end of the summer selling season. So long story short, lots of opportunities for home sellers, lots of opportunities for home buyers. If you are looking for someone to help you navigate through the home buying process or the home selling process, I own a business called Modern Traditions Realty Group with a partner of mine, Christy Valley, and we would love to have one of our agents help you Whether it's buying, selling, or investing in real estate, do it wherever you are in Metro Atlanta. And we want you to have the confidence of knowing that you're working with someone who uses the Sure Home Buying and the Sure Home Selling system. On the buying side, it's a 71-step process. It's designed to make sure that you know everything you need to know before you move forward making important decisions, buying or selling. And on the selling process, the listing side, it is a step-by-step process that makes sure we're doing everything that we need to do so that when you put your head on the pillow at night, you know with all confidence that everything from a marketing standpoint is being done. It's all automated and it is really, really pretty cool. The stuff is not automated. The process for making sure we're doing all of the stuff is automated. If you'd like to reach out to us, go to gogaddisradio.com, gogaddisradio.com, or call 770-497-0000. And I hear something you should know about Atlanta segment. We've got the Atlanta Motor Speedway. I have never really had much of a desire to satisfy my need for speed, but the technical producer for this show and also a very good friend of mine has been on the NASCAR show here in Metro Atlanta for years and years and years. Some of you are familiar with him. His name is Alfie. And Alfie was with me when I first started doing radio shows 10 years ago. And he is a racing aficionado. And a couple of years ago, I asked him to take me to a race, and I got a behind-the-scenes tour going into the I know the pit is on the side of the road, but whatever it is where they prepare the cars, and then watching them push all the cars out on the track, and you know, experiencing the you know, excitement around the national anthem and the U.S. flag, and it was just an amazing thing. But basically, few who saw the Atlanta Motor Speedway at its very beginning would even recognize the track today. It's located just south of Atlanta, for those of you who do not know, on 850 acres in Hampton, Georgia, just south of the airport. But it's very different than the structure that was planned in 1958. When it was initially finished, the track wasn't really ready to be used. When the track officially made its debut on July 31st, 1960, it became the seventh super speedway, a paved facility of 1 mile or more to play host to a cup race. Only three of the original seven, Darlington Raceway, Daytona International Speedway, and Charlotte Motor Speedway, are still in operations. In the 60s and 70s, it experienced several financial setbacks and had to be reinvented. Bruton, B-R-U-T-O-N, Smith, changed everything with Atlanta Motor Speedway's history and future when he purchased the Atlanta International Raceway on October the 23rd, 1990, and renamed the facility the Atlanta Motor Speedway. A year later, they added the East Turn Grandstand, they expanded the seating capacity by 25,000, and they added 30 suites that rim the top, and they gave the meaning, or they redid the 30 suites and or gave new meaning to the word luxurious. In 1994, Terra Place, a nine-story building that houses 46 luxury condominiums, Terra Ballroom, and the Speedway office complex, and more luxury suites opened. In October 2006, Atlanta Motor Speedway added another grandstand. The winner's now called Johnson Grandstand. And the Speedway continues to entertain fans with a host of events and all kinds of activities. In July of 2021, the next generation of the track, it was repaved. The banking was increased from 24 to 28 degrees. If you want more information, call 770-707-7970, 770-707-7970. Track tours include a brief history of the track, a visit to Petty Garden, a tour of the Atlanta Motor Speedway suite, a sneak peek at the garages and Victory Lane, and three laps in the Speedway van around the same 1.5 mile track that the stars race on. Again, for more information, 770-707-7970. If you're looking to sell your home anytime in the next 6 to 12 months, we believe we can sell your house for $28,000 more than your neighbor. If you're listening and you think, man, that's too good to be true, I say try me. Go to GoGaddisRadio.com, click on $28,000 more, put in just a little bit of information. We'll reach out to you, and I'll help you understand how two things give you a specific advantage. Number one, we'll prepare a customized maximum value plan. You say, well, how is that different? Well, it takes the properties and it groups them by condition, A, B's, and C's. And we help you understand that if you can take your property from a B to a C or from a C to a B or a B to an A, how much that affects the value of your home. Go to GoGaddisRadio.com, click on $28,000 more, and learn how we can help you. You also get up to a $15,000 rehab and refresh budget. I'm sure you've heard, because I say it on the radio quite often, that the spring and early summer are historically sweet spots for selling real estate. But if you price your home too high, you may ultimately turn buyers away. We received a listener question from Catherine and Bob in Peachtree Corners. It says, I hear we're still in a seller's market because there's so few homes. How does pricing our home higher than we think affect us in the long run if we want to get most money, as much money out of the sale as we can? Long story short, Catherine and Bob, you don't want to do anything that decreases your traffic. You'd be better off to pick what you think is a good market value and list the home just slightly under that so you receive more interest from more buyers who may be interested in making an offer. If you have 10 or 12 people who want to buy a home, you're going to sell your home regardless of the list price for more than if you have one person who wants to buy your home. So overpricing is never a good idea in any market. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, keeping a mortgage after 65, good or bad idea? And could baby boomers move all at the same time? We've got those subjects and more. Stick with us. We'll be back.